Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Paul back with you. Thank you for joining us on an abbreviated show. Hope your Wednesday is going well. I'm still unpacking the horror from yesterday, and I think many of us are. People ask if I'm okay. It's a loaded answer. How much time do you have? Flags at half staff today to honor those 19 kids, those fourth graders, and two adults, two teachers who were shot at the Texas Elementary School yesterday. You may know Steve Kerr. He's an NBA coach for the Golden State Warriors. When he was 18, Steve Kerr was awakened by a call in the middle of the night telling him that his dad, president of the American University in Beirut, had been gunned down by terrorists. Steve Kerr's feelings about gun violence run very, very deep. Yesterday, at a press conference, they boiled over with the slaughter of innocent elementary students. Here's what he said.
In Southern California, and now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us. We are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
That was Warriors coach Steve Kerr yesterday at a press conference, voicing his supreme displeasure at the current state of the United States. People in other countries are horrified, and they're shocked, and they just can't believe that we are where we are. Rinse and repeat. Today marks the two-year anniversary of the killing of George Floyd, and Sloan Martin, who's now at Big Ten Network, was out and about covering the aftermath. Sloan, always good to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you playing that. And I should say that Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve was similarly as emotional before their game yesterday because she has a 7-year-old son. And I still, her words of saying, it's not if, it's when, that kind of feeling, that fear that parents have to contend with, that's definitely stuck with me through today because it just feels like trauma after trauma that we cannot process and we cannot mourn until there's a next one. And that's what also makes this anniversary of George Floyd's murder even difficult, because this is still something that people are mourning, and it just is piling on to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's a double whammy today, and a lot of people are feeling blue. Thoughts and prayers are great. The time for thoughts and prayers has passed. It's time for thoughts, prayers, and action. Common sense gun reform, keeping military grade weapons out of the hands of whack jobs and criminals and creeps, and we have to find a way to do this. Sloan, with what goes through your mind when you think back 2 years ago? You covered the protests, the pain, the anguish. What's top of mind for you, Sloan?
I think that it was just the raw agony that you see from people that you don't see on display, that you think that is safe for just actors in a movie. This was truly people's pain cut open, bleeding out figuratively in front of you. And the way people were processing this kind of trauma that they had all seen with the video, let's not forget, I'm not encouraging anyone to go back and look at it and relive it, because it's not, it's not a pleasurable thing to look back on. But that's what I think of, Paul, is seeing people processing this trauma in the most raw and public way, because it was the only way people could think of at the time. What do you even do when you see something like this? What do you do when you can imagine this being your uncle, your father, your brother, having the same fate as George Floyd? And I think that's what sticks with me, is seeing these unadulterated emotions that you don't see displayed, just pouring out in public.
Yeah, it's trying to comprehend the unimaginable. And to me, I'm still shocked. I'm still numb by what happened 2 years ago, and how one smartphone in particular, one video clip, changed the world. And now we are all citizen journalists. You're a real journalist. But now everybody with a smartphone can capture things that maybe happened in the shadows 20, 30, 50 years ago. It's harder to get away with stuff. Any other reflections on the passing of George Floyd? We're in a better spot now, or are we?
That's a very good question. And, in a lot of ways, just as a reminder, Paul, so I was at WCCO Radio for 5 years. My very first day was Election Day 2016. And I worked Saturdays for multiple years. So I saw my fair share of protests. That was pretty much where I saw myself every single Saturday for many months. And that kind of continued because there has been so much activism over the last couple of years. So that was a group of people who I found myself seeing quite often because of my work, who I was talking to, who I was interviewing, the people you come across, these leaders, people who are speaking out, who become these faces you see regularly because of all these important moments and these gatherings and these demonstrations that we would often have to cover in conjunction with events going on. So from that, community, I still think of, and I still pick up on the fact that a lot of people still feel very very unsatisfied. And I think that's putting it mildly about where things are at now, feeling like nothing has changed. There is no new mayor. There's going to be a new police chief. There are new city council members. But you think back to what the demands were at the time. You think back to even having the discussion about imagining a different kind of future for police that would still include police, but can we respond to different kinds of calls in a different manner? So when someone like George Floyd is accused of using a counterfeit bill, it's not police who are armed responding to this, but a different kind of, enforcement professional. So I think people are feeling extremely disappointed that it feels like completely back at zero from where things were two entire years ago. And I think that's kind of what I'm picking up on this day. And as I think back to feeling those emotions expressed, just laid bare in the streets, I feel like, people are kind of feeling the same sort of way.
Yeah, you said it best, anguish. Sloan Martin, I'm a fan. I always will be a fan. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for joining us on CCO.
Man, thank you, Paul.
You hang in there. When we come back, a message from Jordana Green, who's going in for a bone marrow transplant tomorrow. That's up next. Not sure that's a good thing, but okay. You're allowed. You have the freedom to get around. Hey, look, due to the horrific events in Uvalde, Texas yesterday and breaking news, we did not give away Beach Boys tickets as scheduled. Tomorrow, though, we will make up for lost time and give away two sets of tickets. Be caller 3 right now to win Beach Boy tickets. The winner will receive a pair of tickets and two State Fair admission tickets as well. The Beach Boys and the Temptations with special guest Tower of Power. It's going to be an amazing concert at the Minnesota State Fair Grandstand on Monday, August 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets available for sale at etix.com. Good luck, caller number 3. All right. And now I get to ask you, even if you're not the praying type, make an exception and say a prayer for Jordana. My dear friend and co-host is going in for a bone marrow transplant at the Mayo Clinic tomorrow. They found a boner. They found a donor who was a perfect. Jor would enjoy this. It's not a laughing matter, okay? They found a donor in Germany who was a perfect match. If you're a bone marrow donor, all right, she would enjoy this, and she will hear of this. In the meantime, here's what Jordana had to say.
Hi, Paul and David and all the listeners. Just wanted to give you an update. I checked into the Mayo on Saturday and have had 2 days of intense chemotherapy. And now I'm in the middle of 3 more days of total body irradiation. The doctors describe it to me this way. The chemotherapy was sort of like the sarin gas bomb that they dropped on my body and killed all the cancer cells. And if there's anyone still staggering out there, the radiation is there to wipe them out. And then on the 26th is when I will get my bone marrow transplant, which is currently on ice somewhere cryogenically frozen here at the Mayo Clinic. I feel pretty crappy. I got to be honest. The chemo was hard on me, and the radiation makes me really tired and nauseous. So it hasn't been a great few days, but Mark is here entertaining me. We watch a lot of TV, and I try to take walks when I can. I'm thinking of all of you guys. I got your letters from Judy and Deb and those that are sending me letters, so I really want to thank you for that. I FaceTime with the kids every day, and you can probably hear it in my voice that the meds are affecting me, but nothing too unusual. So hopefully I will be feeling better, they say, around day 12 post-transplant, which is on the 26th, but I will try to check in with you before that. Mark and I will soon be released from the hospital, and we will move to a place called Gift of Life House, which is for transplant patients like me that can be secure and safe and connected to the hospital. That's all I got for right now. I hope you guys are well and happy. I've been trying to keep up in touch with you, but I've been sleeping a lot. All right, so stay well, my friends. Love to you all.
Thank you, Jordana. We are with you and holding you up, and The force is with you, that I know. You're strong and you're going to get through this. She just sent me a text, by the way. She's at the Mayo Clinic. She said, these are brutal days. I cannot imagine what she is going through right now. She had a few days of really rough chemo, the nasty stuff. And then she had radiation. And then she goes in tomorrow for the actual bone marrow transplant. So, hey, she's a dear friend, and I worry about her. I know she's going to be okay. She's in good hands. And just say a prayer, if you can, that she gets through this unscathed and she can begin her recovery this weekend. Hey, it's been a rough couple of days. Thank you for hanging in there with us. This may be my last show, and I apologize to anybody who... DJ, did you enjoy that more than you should have?
Way more.
Oh, I do feel remorse. I'll do better tomorrow or not. Hang in there. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.